At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What is up, everyone? Welcome on into our Tuesday, November 11th edition of Sports Talk, the second half of Sports Talk, as we gear up for the Saints Hour coming up at 7 p.m. Mike Hawes, the voice of the Saints, will be talking to Pels and Saints owner Ms. Gail Benson, as well as Saints legendary linebacker Pat Swilling. Once again, that's coming up 7 p.m. hour. Join Mike Hawes on the Saints Hour. Right now, we're going to get into some Pelicans talk on Sports Talk here. David Grubb, host of the Post Up podcast, also covers the Pels for the Bird, Wrights joining us now. David, how you doing to start this season, man? It has been a tough go for the Pellies in the first 10 games.
Yeah, I mean, I'm doing fine, but I can tell the Pelicans fans and certainly the team themselves are not doing well right now.
No, and I know it's tough covering teams that are not living up to what we think they're capable of. And right now, this Pel squad, they were able to put up some two back-to-back wins together. But overall, this season has been a huge disappointment. And seeing this team get into these massive holes that they keep trying to dig out of and been unsuccessful. Last night, another case. What an abysmal second quarter in Phoenix.
I mean, you just have to be disappointed from top to bottom. I mean, you thought at the very least coming off of last season that this was going to be an athletic and exciting team to watch. But you look at them on either end of the floor. Defensively, there's not a lot of effort there. Offensively, there doesn't seem to be a lot of understanding and purpose on that end of the floor. So you're getting a team that in some ways is putting up worse numbers than they did a year ago when they had arguably the worst season in the history of the franchise. So you've got a lot of problems with a team that has spent a lot of money on players over the last few years.
You look at this roster right now, too, a lot of young players, obviously, but the thing that's been troublesome to me is just seems sometimes like a lack of effort or caring from the squad.
Yeah, I mean, you look at, the biggest example to me is how many times you've seen opponents on made baskets by the Pelicans go right back and score easily on the other end. The Pelicans get beat in transition. They get beat in the paint. They get beat at the three-point line. Those are all effort things. Rebounding, they get beat consistently. Those are effort things. Now, some of those things, I'm sure we'll talk about the coaching in a minute, but, there are certain things that it doesn't matter how you've been coached. If you want to win, you know that there are things you have to do. And they've not excelled at the little things. If you're just overmatched, and we've seen this. We've seen bad teams that were just overmatched, that competed hard every night. But this is not that. And that's the most disappointing thing about this is that these guys can give a better effort than what we've seen.
It's really been kind of 50-50 at times, David, in the team's losses, where if it's not a blowout, they've lost some really tight games at times in the season. I remember the OT loss to San Antonio, the loss at San Antonio that happened over the weekend, and then the game against the Clippers where Kawhi Leonard hits the crazy game winner. There has been some really tight games that they've let slip, and my question for you is that you now look ahead to this November stretch, and you're 2-8, and I don't want to get too doom and gloom, but if you're talking about the next five games, you host the Trailblazers, the Lakers, the Warriors, the Thunder, and the Nuggets before you finally kind of have the, I guess, I don't even want to call it a rest day, but you have the game at Dallas, a team that you've already beat this year on the road. But the next five games, I mean, it's critical for this team to kind of get things back on track. But you're playing five really legitimate opponents in the Western Conference.
Yeah, these are teams that you have not done well against. Now you go through that group. Portland, you've lost three of the last four. Against Golden State, they've lost four out of the last six. Against Oklahoma City, we know it's been 11 of 12. They've lost to Oklahoma City. 7 of 9, I think it is, to Denver. And with the Lakers, I think it's 11 of 13. So it's like you've not even done well to make you think during this homestand you're going to win. And then Willie Green is not historically, even when the Pelicans won 49 games, they weren't a good home team. They won 21 games that year at home. So it's not like you can come to and think there's an advantage here somewhere for the Pelicans. It just feels like you're undermanned. You're not going to have Zion Williamson. You're not going to have Jordan Poole. You're not going to have DeJounte Murray. Who knows what Eve Mesey's status is. They very likely could match the worst 15-game start of Willie Green's career. And remember, he started 2-13 his first season. Now, they did bounce back and make the playoffs with 36 wins, but I don't think that's going to be enough to get into the play-in this year.
You mentioned in Willie Green, and I know right now the Pels fans are been buzzing about moving on from him. You look at this team right now, offensive and defensive ratings are abysmal. What else more does the front office or ownership need to see from Willie Green to realize that it's time to make that next step and bring someone else in?
I mean, we know what the Benson, and that family has done with coaches. They have given long leashes to coaches, and none, maybe you could argue, longer than the one that they've given Willie Green, considering the considerable failures that have happened in his tenure. But at the same time, I would say this: you can fire the coach, and I have made the case myself many a time that Willie Green should not be the head coach of this team. But that won't fix the problems that are complete. It's one of the symptoms, but it's not the problem. And this is an organization that needs to really look at itself and decide what it wants to be, because it feels like they've been trying to serve two masters for over a decade now, and it's just not working.
Looking at some of the positives, I guess you could say, from this Pel squad so far, is definitely the young guys that they drafted, the two first-round picks. What's been your take so far, Jeremiah Fears and Derek Queen, and the output of what they've been doing early on?
I really like them both. First, for Fears, for a kid his age, at 19, to be playing the way he is at the point guard spot, which is the most difficult transition in basketball from college to the pros, I think he's done exceptionally well. He has to be put in better situations. He can't run a team that's expected to compete for the playoffs. Queen, on the other hand, I think he's outplayed his draft status for now. I don't know if he'll ever be worth the price that the Pelicans paid,
right?
Especially considering how this season could end. But he has played up to the billing of the 13th pick, if not higher. He's been impressive as a passer and as a rebounder and as a scorer. He's shown that kind of touch. He needs to get stronger, but he's a rookie. But I think ultimately this is why the Pelicans have to make a choice. You have these talented youngsters, and you've had these problems with their veterans. It may be time to just look at starting from scratch and building around these young players and really doing the rebuild you've never embraced.
It's kind of interesting with Queen, David. The minutes that Willie's been giving him have been so inconsistent, especially early on in the season. But, even more recently, like the game against Phoenix, he wasn't getting much early run. And then once the game was out of reach, he got his way up to 25 minutes. But this is a guy that right now, especially with Zion Williamson out, if you're looking to develop these young players, you got to give them as many minutes as possible without obviously overextending them, but just giving them the time on the floor to learn and develop on the fly.
Yeah, I think that's one of the major criticisms for Willie Green, is the rotations and how they've hindered some of the development of these young players so far and what they've had to do. Like you talk about the other night when Derek Queen had 14, 5, and 7 in the fourth quarter and really hadn't played in the previous three quarters of that game, to give the Pelicans a win. And so you look at those types of things. You look at Carlo Mackovich, who's only played double figures in minutes three times this season. And and every time he's gotten extended minutes, he's played well so far. And yet he's not getting on the floor. I think it's difficult to to understand some of these rotations. And again, even with Jeremiah Fears, some of the groups that they've put him on the floor with are not beneficial to a young player. And I think that's one of the major criticisms for Willie Green is how he's handled his young players.
David, a big one. Obviously, we're still waiting on the return of Zion Williamson, a left hamstring strain. Is he going to be reevaluated again this week?
Yeah, it's supposed to be later this week.
Okay.
But, you know, hamstrings are – this is 4 years with him and hamstrings. And I don't know if it'll ever get better considering the way he plays. He's obviously in shape, but are those things ever going to get better? So I think it's – even if he plays, it now feels like the investment you made this year, you were going to give it one more chance. It's likely the Pelicans are going to have to do historic work to make the playoffs. So for Zion, all the goodwill, it feels like, and that's the scary thing about this season. We're 10 games in, and it feels like all the goodwill that was generated this offseason for Zion, for Joe Dumars, for this team is almost gone.
You look at this team right now going into a nice home stand coming up, 5 straight in the Smoothie King Center. Back in action tomorrow, Portland Trailblazers coming to town. They're 5-5 on the year. What is something you want to see from the Birds taking on this Blazer squad?
I think the first thing is, are you going to run with them? Portland is an athletic team with some powerful bigs. You're also going to see a real familiar face in Drew Holiday. So you can't turn the basketball over. You've got to be good in transition, and you've got to be able to run with them. I think the other part of it is, you know, can the Pelicans defensively make a stand? And I think until they do that, they're not going to win basketball games because you can't be perfect every night from on the offensive end. You're missing major pieces. Can you compete defensively and give yourself a chance in these next few games?
David, always appreciate your time, man. Thank you so much. And I know it's dark days right now. Hopefully things get better, but I think we say that almost every year with this Pel squad.
Yeah, but again, there's absolute reason for optimism. It's on the organization to make the moves.
Awesome stuff. Always appreciate your time, Dave. Take care,
man. Thank you.
David Grubb, host of the Post Up podcast. You can check out his work there, as well as writes for the Pelicans at thebirdwrites.com, at DM Grubb on Twitter. You can follow him there. Going to take a break here on Sports Talk. Return with even more right after this. Stay locked on to WWL, folks.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
on the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Saints fans, let's pack the dome for Tyler Shuck's Dome Coming. Bring the noise and beat Atlanta. You can win tickets to the Saints' next home game against the Falcons. Score two premium tickets to the game, plus a player of VIP tailgate passes. That's all from Bullseye Event Group. We're talking open bar with premium liquor and all-you-can-eat buffet from celebrity chef Aaron May. And that's all overlooking Champion Square. Winning's easy. You just got to go to WWL.com/contest. Enter to win one time every day for your chance to win Saints-Falcons tickets from Saints Radio WWL. Going into our talking text line, folks wanted to sound off about Pelicans, Saints, LSU, all that. Jimmy and Gretna, you're up first here. What you got for us today, Jimmy?
Hey, how's it going, guys?
We're doing all right.
Hey, look, listen, we're lucky the size of this city to have two franchises. Let's start on a positive note, okay, before I get to the doom and gloom.
All right.
But, yeah, we got an NFL team. We host a lot of Super Bowls. We've hosted NBA All-Star Games. And we still have the Pelicans and the Hornets and all, whatever that was, Shin and Tom Benson. I will say, and I'll say it again, this year we might not win, guys. We might have traded away a top five pick for Derek Queen. So it's a lot of pressure. I told it to Charlie. I think just like Derek Carr, we were paying Derek Carr almost Mahomes-level money. And because of that, he was under a microscope. I mean, Chipotle this, or mistake that, you know, fighting this and that.
Right, all
Derek
blew
Queen,
up.
Like it or not, guys, he's under a microscope. It's not his fault. Joe Dumars went all in. I hope he's up for it, because with what's happening with Zion and what's happening with Willie Green, and I agree wholeheartedly with the last caller, Carlo Mackovich is severely underutilized. Derek Queen is in there with a bunch of other rooks, and it puts pressure on him. They double-team him. And he's done well, but
yes.
I get back to my original point here. Look, I'll be at the game tomorrow because I want to support the team. I'll put it to you this way. It is getting so bad with home attendance, guys, that if you put a tarp on top of the upper deck, you wouldn't suffocate a soul just about. I mean, I kid, sort of, but honestly, I'm not far. I tell you what, those concession stand workers upper deck tomorrow night, they're going to be staring at the air. And it's sad because people joke about us not being an NBA city. We've lost the Buccaneers, ABA Buccaneers. We lost the Jazz. We almost lost the Hornets. How many times have I said it? We're going to have to go out of our way as a city to support this team. People are like, well, Zion's always got a hamstring. We suck. Yes, all that. We're all that. But do y'all want to lose a franchise? Because we're not going to lose the Saints. Gail Benson's going to, when she passes one day, some New Yorkers are going to buy the Saints and keep them here, because there's always a fan base, guys, underneath the surface that immediately will pack out the dome for the Saints. The same can't totally be said for the Pelicans. I'll tell you why.
We've had winners
here, and I've still seen it empty. All I'm saying is this. We have an opportunity this year to step up. We have no choice as fans. And if you, the good news is this, guys, you get on the secondary market. If you like the NBA, if you care about the Pelicans, you could buy $5 tickets to most games. The bad news is it's going to be a rebuild. I'll finish with a question.
Well,
how much
Jimmy,
longer to go ahead?
You got to realize, I mean, the point about winning, I don't think is true at all. Cause when the Pelicans are winning, the Smithy King Center is awesome. It's rocking. It's rolling. But to your point, 2-8 start. It's what we talked about with David Grubb. Like, it's been a miserable start. They have a huge stretch coming up with a bunch of home games, but against elite teams in the Western Conference. If they're getting blown off the floor every night, yeah, people aren't going to show up. Like, it's the challenge here. And to your point about Derek Queen, yes, there is pressure on Derek Queen. But guess what? He's been really good. He's shown flashes in his first 10 games. Tim Duncan was texting Antonio Daniels. This kind of went semi-viral on Twitter saying, oh, I like that Queen kid. I like what he can provide on the floor. Tim Duncan, the big fundamental, the best power forward to ever play basketball. And this is within the first 10 games that Derek Queen's played as an NBA player. There are some really good things looking for the future for this Pelicans team, with Jeremiah Fears and Derek Queen. And David Grubb brings up a great point when we were interviewing him, Steve. What do you do moving forward? Do you just say, you know what, blow it up and build around these two kids? Because it's just not working with the rest of these guys that on any
it's
given
easy
night.
To say.
It is. And you have to, I mean, it takes two to tango when you're trying to trade in basketball, trade in the NBA. But, I mean, realistically, this next five-game stretch, I would say to Pelicans fans, will be about as critical as any five-game stretch that I can remember. Because if this team really does fall off the map and they're 2-13 to start the season, they're already 2-8. I mean, you've already dug yourself a decent hole. Because if that pick next year, if they can make a run, you know, not even necessarily finish in the play-in or anything like that, but if their pick next year is, let's say, 13, right, in the lottery, or, I don't know, 12, I'm fine with the trade.
It doesn't sting as much, right?
It's the apocalyptic doomsday scenario where that pick ends up being top five that everybody projected as soon as it was made. That is, I mean, no matter how good Derek Queen is at that point, the egg is on your face.
We'll see how the Pellies start their five-game homestand tomorrow night against the Portland Trail Blazers. You can hear that tip-off at 7 p.m. right here on the Big 870 AM. We're going to take a break, come back. Time for Fantasy Focus. Joe Bartle, fantasy football expert at RotoWire, join us. Get your Week 11 lineups ready, folks. Coming back after the break, right after this on WWL.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Folks, don't forget to rewind. The Odyssey app lets you jump back to the moments you missed on any show on WWL. Just download the free Odyssey app, search for WWL, and then get started. Listen or re-listen to all our WWL guest commentary or the shows you love when you want. Rewind, an amazing feature on the free Odyssey app. We're back here on Sports Talk, and it is Tuesday. Time to get into our Fantasy Focus segment with Joe Bartle, fantasy football expert at RotoWire. Hope you had a good week, Joe. How's it been going, man?
Yeah, did all right. Although, as a Packer fan, it was a frustrating Monday to watch. But, yeah, overall, I mean, it's frustrating that we're going to lose Jonathan Taylor from Week 11 bye, given what he has been for fantasy managers. But
I am happy that we are only in a 2-bye week scenario, and it's fortunate given the waiver wire period. I think this week is probably one of the bleakest that I can recall in my 10 years now working at RotoWire.
One of the few times, Joe, I think I made a smart waiver wire addition this past weekend. Tucker Kraft was hurt for me, so went on the waiver wire, scouring for that tight end, was able to pick up Juwan Johnson. He paid off for me this past weekend against the Panthers, but guess what? Saints are on a bye now, so I am in searching again. Curious, you know, looking at your waiver wire article at rotowire.com, see a few names there, but what are some recommendations at the tight end position that folks might be available in leagues?
Yeah, it's probably a bleak scenario, unfortunately. You're right. Juwan Johnson was a great call and one of those that, at least early in the NFL season, was a top waiver wire pickup and has fluctuated a little bit. I thought with the Tyler Shuck return at quarterback, or I guess starting now for the Saints, that Juwan Johnson was going to be a bigger factor, and lo and behold, he was. So I would first go and check the usuals, like is Harold Fannin somehow available in your league? Often he's not. Is Kate Otten now, who I think with a Chris Godwin and Mike Evans both out. He's Kate Otten, Buccaneers tight ends emerging a bit more as a factor. And the Buccaneers, I'm sorry, the Buccaneers use Kate Otten, but the Bills are not especially good at defending that position. After that, it is pretty tough. I think you could kind of go down the direction of A.J. Barner for the Seahawks and hoping he gets a touchdown as well, too. There's been multiple different Rams that have scored touchdowns in the past couple weeks. And if we think L.A. is going to be in a position once again for Matthew Stafford to throw four touchdowns, maybe speculating on one of them, but it's tough, especially after Kraft and then Juwan Johnson. They don't really want to drop Juwan Johnson after what he did. That, yeah, I'm kind of in the same boat. I mean, I'm looking around trying to make trades for tight ends at this point because I just don't think there are many on the waiver wire.
You know, I'm looking at my matchup this weekend, Joe, and I'm kind of praising the fact that Jonathan Taylor's on bye. I'm playing the team that's 9-1, and he's sitting on the bench. And then you see, oh, man, Christian McCaffrey's got 23 projected points this upcoming weekend against the Cardinals' poor defense. I want to get your thoughts real quick about, you know, I have stock in Cortland Sutton in a couple different leagues, and this past week's performance, Thursday Night Football against the Raiders, I don't know exactly what I was expecting, but I wasn't expecting 10 points from Denver's offense. I know that they've been suspect at times. Joe, we've talked to you specifically about Bo Nix and how he's really had a terrible sophomore campaign, despite their 8-2 record. But Cortland Sutton, just get your thoughts on him, because it felt like he's kind of been slowing down at the midway point of the season after a pretty good start.
Well, first off, let's just take the moment here to compliment your one league mate who's 9-1 that has Jonathan Taylor and Christian McCaffrey.
Yeah.
Not that I ever want you to give up, but you can use this clip and tell him that your fantasy expert that you bring on every Tuesday, who's world-renowned, says that's one of the better rosters you can have. You might as well just win the championship. And then you can kind of, like, grease his wheels and think he's in the spot now after he heard this wonderful compliment and maybe pull off the upset at some point later in the season. But that's a tough roster there with JT and Christian McCaffrey. But to your point about Cortland Sutton, I mean, I am not a supporter of Bo Nix. I'm not a huge supporter of Sean Payton either, at least from what he has done now lately with the Broncos. And no J.K. Dobbins potentially out for a month. We'll have to see with the Broncos on bye week 12. If Dobbins does go on injured reserve, the soonest he would return for us in fantasy is week 16, really typically the semifinals for fantasy. So that's a really big blow. And my answer to try to deviate with Dobbins out would be using more R.J. Harvey. But there is a way, and I think a pretty easy way, to say, well, what if we just had Bo Nix make more short throws? I think we often hear the short passing game can be an extension of the run. Now, the only issue is that's Troy Franklin, or that's Marvin Mims, or maybe even Evan Ingram. That's typically the last player in Cortland Sutton how you'd use. And I think the Broncos' rest of the season schedule is frankly pretty difficult. We were outlining this in the Monday Wave War podcast. Anywhere you listen to podcasts, search RotoWire Fantasy Football, and we've been talking about that from a Wave War perspective. But there's a few games, at least from a rushing part, where I'd be fine using R.J. Harvey. I just don't know there's many scenarios where I want Bo Nix. In fact, I think Bo Nix could probably be a drop candidate. So going to the further extent with that in Cortland Sutton, not that I think you're able to trade him per se, but I'm not rushing out and acquiring Cortland Sutton, A, because I have concerns about what Bo Nix can do as a quarterback, but also, B, I think there's going to be tougher matchups ahead.
For folks with Joe that have maybe Danny Jones at quarterback or going into this week with a not favorable matchup for whoever their starter is, how are you feeling about Aaron Rodgers and the Steelers hosting the Cincinnati Bengals? We know Cincy's defense is just awful, but, I mean, we know the Steelers aren't lighting things up really either.
Yeah, I actually thought Aaron Rodgers was possibly a top three or four overall pickup this weekend. To your point, Lamar Jackson's got a bit of a difficult matchup. I think Jalen Hurts does as well, too. I know Josh Allen. You're playing Josh Allen against the Buccaneers, but like a lot of these top-end guys in a really tricky spot. I would never recommend, and this is more of a Joe Bartle thing, I can't in good conscience pick up Aaron Rodgers despite having a good matchup and playing over Lamar Jackson. Like, that does not work for me in the way I kind of operate with fantasy football. So really it's like, would you play Aaron Rodgers over Drake May, or would you play Aaron Rodgers over Justin Herbert? Herbert's got a tougher match against the Jaguars this week, for example. Like there's a few of those ones where I think Rodgers becomes a little bit more elevated, but I think he's very easily low-end quarterback one material. I think Tua Tagovailoa against the Commanders also in that same sort of range as well. And in the case of Rodgers specifically, I do think this extends to DK Metcalf, who I know the broadcast brought up on Sunday night, like kind of pouting a little bit, not getting a lot of targets. Didn't look good against that Packers game where he gets a critical 15-yard penalty. But there's been some bad moments of DK Metcalf. I do wonder if Arthur Smith, and I as much as I dislike how the Broncos offense been running, I despise the Steelers and certainly the Falcons back with Arthur Smith more. I have to think Arthur Smith looks at this and be like, man, I mean, we could do things a whole lot easier if we just got our actual good players the ball more. What can we do to go ahead and do that? And maybe this is the DK Metcalf breakout game and therefore Aaron Rodgers does well too. But if there's one quarterback that can take advantage of a bad defense despite having spare parts, I do think it's Rodgers even in his advanced age.
You know, one player that's been really off and on throughout the season, Joe, has been Woody Marks, the rookie running back for the Texans.
Oh, I know it well.
Yeah, I'd asked you about him back after the blow-up game that he had in Week 4 against Tennessee, where he scored a season-high 27 fantasy points. But then, you know, after the bye, solid production there, and then he just doesn't do anything against Denver. And then this past weekend against Jacksonville, 80% snap percentage, and he puts up 16 points. Is Woody Marks a player that's kind of caught your intrigue as someone that could potentially get hot in the second half of the season here, kind of entering fantasy playoffs in a few weeks? Or is he someone that's still just a little bit too volatile for you to really trust in your starting lineup?
Yeah, you picked up the key part that the Texans used Woody Marks a little bit more. Now, could that have been game script, given that they're down 29-10 entering the fourth quarter, and therefore Woody Marks, who's conventionally a pass-catching running back, at least in relation to Nick Chubb, certainly used in that capacity? I think that's part of it. Much in the same way I would like to see other teams use their good players in good situations, I wonder if the Texans are getting to that point too. So you mentioned Woody Marks getting more playing time. Jaden Higgins, their rookie second-round pick, finally ended up getting more snaps than Xavier Hutchinson, who's been a disappointment now, I think, in his third year in the NFL. If Jaden Higgins is getting more involved and Woody Marks is getting more involved, that's good to make the Texans' offense better. In my mind, it's just a matter of when will they commit to that. Now, too often in the NFL, and I understand the practical purposes of it, but you could have a bell cow running back, a really talented guy, or more importantly, really bad depth behind a talented guy, and still you'll see NFL teams use those guys in 65-35 split, 60-40, whatever else. Until we start to see the Texans actually have Woody Marks in that capability or in that capacity, I can't really trust it. So you're talking about rest of season, like Woody Marks to me probably doesn't even qualify as a running back 20, like running back 24, so think past running back 2. But if we get a bit more data points to suggest the Texans are willing to not punt snaps to lesser players, that would be a really encouraging thing for me. One of the beneficiaries for Woody Marks in particular.
Joe, one of my favorite things to do, streaming defenses. I should name that my team one year for sure. Looking at this week, one that stands out to me, at least right off the bat, the Chargers at Jacksonville. But, man, we just saw the Jags put up a good number of points. If you're looking at the waiver wire for a defense out there, do you have any recommendations about someone that could put up some decent points that might be available?
Yeah, unfortunately, I think the answer probably is no. And I was going to say, like, you tell me what's available. We can go over the list. Like, if it is Los Angeles against the Chargers, I'm sorry, against Jacksonville, I don't mind that. I think that's probably a good call. There was a few leagues that I saw where I was going over this earlier. I guess I'm forgetting it now. But there was a handful. Oh, the Cowboys,
right,
against the Raiders.
And that's scary.
But they just start coming up a bye. They acquired Quinnen Williams. They got Logan Wilson as well. Could things turn around? I don't think so. But that's how bleak it is in Week 11 from a streaming defense perspective, and that's exclusively what I do, and it'll be this week that I think is a detriment for that sort of purpose, because we've been able to get by with, like, the Colts and Jaguars in past weeks, and I think Bills have been a streaming candidate for a few times that have been successful. I'm picking up the Cowboys and just betting Geno Smith is going to continue to be incompetent, because that's basically what he's been all season. But that is a test of faith in this process, because that's probably the top waiver wire pickup for me in conventional leagues where a lot of these guys are available.
Joe, one team that I'm happy is off a bye is the Dallas Cowboys. And that passing attack, I got a lot of stock in different guys like CeeDee and Pickens and obviously Dak. Just kind of looking ahead, they have the matchup at the Raiders, as you had mentioned, and then they have a really, really tough stretch where they play the Eagles, the Chiefs, and the Lions back-to-back-to-back weeks. Is this passing attack going to be able to put up the numbers that you need for fantasy teams as we enter the postseason? Because, once again, that's a pretty rough stretch. Once you get into basically fantasy playoff time, it lightens up a decent bit, but you got to get there first.
Yeah, I think the fantasy playoffs is key. Now, I actually would argue that two of those games, the Chiefs and Lions, are opportunities for that Cowboys passing attack to look pretty competent. The Chiefs defense is great. Dak Prescott can get the ball quick, and what we need the scenario to occur for the Cowboys offense, and specifically the passing game, to do well is if they are trying to play catch up. Now, last week against two weeks ago against the Cardinals on Monday Night Football, that was probably the worst sort of scenario. But there have been instances, even against good defenses, where the Cowboys have been able to benefit. Now, Dak Prescott in the first 6 weeks of the season has been a lot different than the past four, and maybe that's just NFL teams sort of catching up as to what the Cowboys want to do, or that Dak Prescott was playing absolutely incredible, and now he's only an 80% quarterback, which is still great, but not enough to help from a fantasy perspective in that way. I'm not recommending trading CeeDee Lamb or Javonte Williams at all. I think the volume they're going to get in the game scripts for the rest of the season, especially, but over the stretch, like you mentioned, will be too noticeable. But for a guy like Dak Prescott, for a various point, was quarterback, I think, 5 in fantasy. I have some reservations he'll be able to keep that sort of pace. And Pickens probably falls off a little bit, too, if you assume the offense will start functioning a bit more towards CeeDee Lamb.
Joe, we're at the back half of the season now. What can folks find at rotowire.com to help them close out a successful fantasy season?
Yeah, you can follow me on JB Fantasy Sports first off. I'll have that waiver wire updated up until Thursday's kickoff when, of course, it's bad game, Patriots-Jets. But we'll have updates on that stuff, too. More importantly, I'm going to have an article, I think, posted Friday, which might be able to help a few of the people I'm talking to right now, talking about rest of season schedule and players specifically to acquire. We have a rest of season schedule tool on RotoWire. I'm going to expand that a bit further and talk about why these advantages make sense. What does a trade look like? What are guys that you're realistically able to go ahead and get? And I think if we do that now, week 11, with a few more weeks before the fantasy postseason starts, we're talking about putting ourselves in the best position to win those fantasy championships.
Awesome stuff. Joe Kuhl, thanks so much for the time, man.
Yeah, appreciate it. Talk to you guys later.
Thanks, Joe Bartle, fantasy football expert at rotowire.com. You can check him out on Twitter at JB Fantasy Sports. Also, you can follow RotoWire at RotoWire on Twitter, X, whatever you want to call it. Going to take a break. Be back with more as we close out Sports Talk right after this. Getting ready for the Saints Hour on WWL. Back here on Sports Talk as we close things out this evening, folks. LSU's got an early game against Arkansas on Saturday in Tiger Stadium. Grab that cup of coffee and start your game day early with Mike Dettelier, Herb Tyler, 7 a.m. at the Gulf Coast Bank and Trust Tiger Tailgate Show. Then at 9:45, catch LSU's official pregame show. Kickoff is 11:45 with the voice of the Tigers, Chris Blair, and color analyst Jacob Hester. Then after the game, join Mike and Herb for the Purple and Gold Point After, live from the Acme Oyster House in Baton Rouge. You got 16 surround sound TVs, all the best drink specials. Great place to hang out, watch college football, and thanks to the good folks at Map Construction. Tigers versus Razorbacks, that is Saturday, starting 7 a.m. on WWL and streaming live on the Odyssey app. Coming now at 7 p.m., it's the Saints Hour with the voice of the Saints, Mike Haas, right here on WWL AM/FM.com and the Odyssey app, folks. Who dat?
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes, subject to driver availability. More terms apply.